Hello, internet and zombie loving world. This is a Bolo Talk, Fear the Walking Dead edition. I'm your host, Tardell Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and the Instagram at a Bolo of Tardell. And I got two co-hosts with me. I got Sev at a Bolo of Sev on the tweets and the Instagram.
Yeah, that's me.
No, unfortunately.
What?
And we got Eddie at a Bolo of Eddie on the tweets.
Si, soy yo.
Yeah. And we are here for episode 14 of Fear the Walking Dead season 3. And it is El Matadero, right?
El Matadero.
El Matadero.
And what does that mean?
The slaughter.
Butcher, right?
Oh, yeah, butcher.
The butcher slaughter, yeah, whatever.
Slaughterer.
So this one opens up. Let's just get into the initial thing of this episode. Ophelia dies. She falls off the truck. When I saw it from the preview from last week, I'm like, why are you not strapped to the thing? Like,
yeah, you said that at the end of the last episode.
Right. But that's not exactly why. It's, you know, well, I mean, that's part of it. But it's, you know, if you're an able-bodied person,
you would have been fine.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, hopefully nothing happens. Still, that's just dangerous. I'm like,
Sure.
But,
seatbelt laws.
Yeah, so she falls off. Everyone's like, oh, shit.
Click on her ticket.
And she's like, almost like she was tired, like about to faint, just really out of it. And everyone looks and kind of sees she's got a bite mark on her left, like kind of where her collarbone is on the left side.
Is that the clavicle?
That is the
clavicle.
Yes, that's what that is.
That sounds good.
And so she knew she was bit, but she kind of didn't say anything in the commotion. And in that, you know, everyone's reaction is, oh, fuck, we got to put her down. Like, she's bit. We can't continue this. That's everyone's kind of look. I know that was a look for Strand and kind of crazy too. Was like, we're not doing this. So, Mazdig's lead and just like, no, come on, we gotta get her. I have to get her to Daniel. Like, I have to fulfill that.
Yeah, and it's still, she's still part of the deal. Kind of, you know, dead or alive. You kind of,
yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was dead or alive, but she had to be there.
You're right.
So either way, you can't show up without an Ophelia, because then it's just going to be like, oh, yeah, she's not here because she died somewhere else because she got bit. And it's going to be like, you never had Ophelia, you motherfucker. You know,
right, yeah, you lied.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so you had to produce Ophelia.
Right.
At some degree.
Because, I mean, Strand already made that mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll lead you to Ophelia, and nobody's there.
Right. So now, it's like, he's like, okay, so you guys just, you were in on this with Strand again. I'm killing everyone.
Right.
Yes.
Like, everyone's dying. So, and this is what, you know, Strand's fear is that you show up with, like,
That'd be great if that happened, and then the show ended.
Well, they showed up, you know, without the weapons, without the guns, without all the other supplies, without anything. Just a water tank. The same water tank that you have with no water missing. All right, so can we just take the trade, and it never happened.
Take it back.
Right.
But yeah.
By the way, we're living with you now.
Right. Yeah. So
remember when you offered that we could stay here? We have even more people. Can we still stay here?
It's just a couple more, because the rest of everyone died.
We're hard workers. We don't always get everyone around us killed.
But most of the time we do.
Yeah. But more often than not.
Yeah.
You kind of do.
It's one thing where it's like, okay, this sucks. Ophelia's gonna die. Like, just knowing it coming, seeing it slowly was like,
I mean, I was kind of hoping that it was like a blood poisoning or, you know, something else.
But it was like, no, it was the fucking
bite. Maybe she'll be immune.
No. If anybody shows up immune,
somebody's got to be immune.
No, why would someone be immune?
Why not? You know. Why not?
Wow, that was the most intense look I've seen.
That was a compelling argument, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it was one of those things where it's just like, all right, so this sucks. So this is being drawn out throughout the episode of her dying.
Yeah, this is essentially the whole reason.
It just drags out the whole thing. And, you know, of course, everyone's just kind of doing their thing throughout it. But finally, when Daniel shows up, he goes to see her and he realizes what's going on. And he's just like, fucking kind of sick joke. What the fuck is wrong with you bringing her like this? And, you know, what's Madison to say?
Because he's like, where's Ophelia? And she's like, wait. It's like, what? It's like she why can't you just say, like, start talking, like, look, she was bit, but instead you're just like, wait,
talk to me.
Hold on, wait, let me talk. Wait. It's like, well, talk, bitch.
Just well, talk. I think it was kind of the way, just because he was trying to run over there as he said that.
Yes.
But I mean, it's still, just like,
you walk over there, I need to tell you this
piece of information.
Right. And it was kind of hard to do. And it happens in TV all the time. Also, and they do that all the time in television movies. Absolutely. You're being more angry about it because it's Madison.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially because here she goes again, being fucking Madison, where it's like, this happened in the first season, where it's like, promise you'll put me down. You won't put Travis through that.
You won't make Travis do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't think he can handle that.
And then he had to handle that.
Yes, because she didn't. Right. She was right there.
Right.
She could have, but she was just like,
Right. She's badass any other time, except for when she really
needs to step up and do something competent.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
So is this the root of why you hate Madison? Is this the culmination point?
I think it started around there. When she didn't, like, take one for Travis, right, like she promised she would.
Right.
Especially after she told, what's her name?
Eliza?
What was it, Eliza?
Okay, yeah. That sounds right. After she told Eliza, you have to put me down if I turn. Like, she came to her first with that being all hard. Like, you can't let Travis do it because I don't want to put him through that. So you have to do it, bitch. And she's like, all right, but you got to do that for me, because don't put Travis through that either. And then she was like,
Right.
Yeah. And this time again, she's like, she didn't actually say, like, but she said, I don't want my dad to see me that way.
Right. And he almost did.
He almost did. You know, like,
man, yeah, I agree with what was said on Talking Dead. I was like, fuck, he's about to get bit.
I think we were all waiting.
Yeah, she damn near, like, I was
waiting for Daniel to get bit. I was like, fuck, this is going to be a horrendous episode.
Yeah.
Because, he was holding her, and her head was, like, right in his shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right in his shoulder.
He was nuzzling her into his neck.
Yeah, and I was like, you're about to get your neck ate out.
Like, she shouldn't be turning yet, but this show always likes to do magic time.
Who knows, because she took a lot longer than the other two people that turned.
Right.
Like, when Jake turned and, or, like, any on those people inside the what's it called?
They'll do however long is convenient.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, this is about to happen.
Zombification is dependent on plot.
Right.
Yes.
And that is actually something that they mentioned in Talking Dead, is that they were going to try and do a take with her turning.
And she couldn't do it?
She couldn't do it because she couldn't get the contacts in her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
She was saying that the person that does it, like, is this big monstrous guy with, like, huge fingers, and it was just, like, a whole thing, and she tried, she was like, nah, nah, nah,
or right, whatever. So then it becomes, like, why didn't they just do it with the, how they did with Jake, where they just CGI'd it?
Oh, is that how they did it?
That's what Jake said.
Jake said on his eyes, on his, when they zombified him, it was CGI.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is interesting. So they could have done that, but I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I think it was better with her not turning, because I think that would have made it cheesier. You know. Like,
yeah.
It would have taken away from the moment, I think, a little bit.
Yes.
And then Madison walking away, just waiting for
the gunshot.
Yeah. To see. Yeah. No, not even that. She's waiting to see if she's gonna get shot.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah. And when she hears the gunshot, she visibly, like, flinches.
Yeah.
Like, expecting to get a bullet in the back of the head.
Although, I'm sure...
I wasn't sure if it was that, or if she was, like, if that was a little guilt, kind of like, oh, I was supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ophelia, I just let somebody else down, because I'm a bitch.
That's right. God.
I hate her. She needs to go.
Yeah, well, you know she's not. So, the other two things that really happened in this episode... Well, there's a third small thing that's probably going to come up big later. Strand talking to Proctor John, whoever the hell that is. I don't know what his deal was, but I think he's just fully not trusting Daniel and what's going to happen, so I think he's probably plotting something.
He's trying to make it for his home.
Or just something to be able to take it over or something. Who knows? Yeah. But the other two things is, the one thing that was major, that I'm like, why are they doing this? was having Nick relapse and go into just they talk in the beginning. He talks with Alicia, and like, "Oh, you don't want to need a tow for anything. Just live your life, blah 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 blah." So I'm like, "Okay, so why is living his life going back to just being a junkie?" And all of a sudden, him and Troy are on a roller coaster again. Nick doesn't give a shit, and Troy's like trying to be responsible. Like, "Hey, I don't know too much about drugs, you guys. Maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe this is a bad idea." Yeah. And even though he goes along with them the entire fucking time,
right?
But it's just like, why is he going along and doing this? Like, why are they having him? He was so keen, level-headed, like the leader, like the best guy on the show, and now.
Yeah,
he's de-evolved back to Junkie Nick.
Just to Junkie Nick, like he was in the first season. I'm like, what? What was the point of this?
You know you done fucked up when Troy is like, "Whoa, I think you've gone a little too far, man."
Yeah, this is irresponsible. Yeah. You may get someone killed and hurt.
Right.
So it's like...
like, your behavior seems, a little strange.
Yeah, so... But yeah. It's just I don't get that at all. That was really the whole thing, and him them standing in the middle of the zombies and the whole shit. It's just like,
well, that's him showing off at that point, because that's where Nick feels the freest.
Right, but that's also when he was kind of not in,
not in the right frame of mind.
So it's like this is all dumb and just looking for drugs and then getting the drugs. And
it's just a rehash of an old storyline.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, why is Troy playing those? I'm like, this is stupid. Like, why are we doing this? And this is literally just for some weird plot point. This is, like, just to have something happen.
I don't know. I was mad at it at first, but by the end, I was kind of like, well, all right, let's see where this goes, I guess.
Yeah.
At least he's breaking away from stupid Madison.
Yeah.
You just want Madison to be all by herself.
Yeah.
Well, she is now.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. But then the last thing that happened was Alicia's kind of... little plot, her little side story.
Right. The scavenging for food.
She found her pudding. Well, mashed potatoes.
For taters.
And she had to got to have fun in that ball pit.
Yeah. I was like, I saw that coming a mile away. Yeah.
Well, especially if they go to the overhead shot. And I was like, oh, well, something's going to start moving.
Right.
Okay, but what question is how many pulls first?
Yeah, that was weird.
It's come on.
Yeah, that was them using like a horror... Right. Doing the horror little trick.
Horror trope.
Right.
Yeah, and not really, but it's like, this isn't a horror thing. Kind of like what happened at the beginning of this season when they do got pulled in through the wall.
Right.
It was like, well, that's not a thing. That doesn't happen. It didn't happen at all.
They would bite first and then pull.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm like, okay, this is stupid. But then there's her and then meeting that girl, and then their interaction was more normal, and it felt more like a Walking Dead series thing, so yeah. I was kind of happy about that. So... That was cool, and I was like, okay, we'll see where this goes. Wait. Hopefully they don't meet up with each other again. They don't meet up with the other group. Because remember that thing I sent you guys in the group chat?
Yeah, what did you send us in the group chat?
And it sent you the group chat was...
Oh, the worlds colliding.
Worlds colliding, and it was like AMC tweeted it, Walking Dead tweeted it, and Fear the Walking Dead all tweeted
it. Oh, right. So it's they're like, going to have a crossover character.
Right.
But that's not in this season.
Well, I don't know when that's going to happen. They didn't say anything about how this... They just said that this is going to be a thing. Like, it's real.
So right now, New York Comic Con is going on. So apparently this was released in a panel, too. And they did talk about it showing up either in one show or the other. They didn't say which one. They didn't say what character. But they did say next year.
So they said next year?
They did say next year.
So you don't know exactly which season...
We don't even know what show.
Which show, right.
It could be Fear, it could be Walking.
Right, so it could be an early version of somebody else.
Or a later version of
someone we see.
Oh, if we see Madison in Walking Dead, I'm going to be so happy.
Just because I'm going to be so pissed. I would be interested.
She's going to ruin both shows.
It'll be interesting to see where, like, whoever crosses over, if they're going to be good, bad, like, what's their state, like, how they're going to be, like,
I don't know. I'd be kind of happy to see, like, a young Glenn.
You know what's going to...
I just saw a recent article
that was saying it might be Abraham or something like that.
Yeah, right. It did start on the West Coast.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. That's the whole concept of taking Eugene is because he started on one side.
Oh, that would be interesting.
But, I mean, that would fall too far, kind of... Because that's, like, still a couple of years into Walking Dead, isn't it? When they start their...
Not necessarily. I mean, he showed up, what, season 4?
Yeah.
But how much time is that in The Walking Dead?
In Walking Dead years?
Like a year, maybe?
Year and a half?
Probably a year. Like, he could probably be on... Yeah, I mean, it just depends on how far they move time and in fear. But that could totally be a thing.
Yeah.
That would be... Because I was thinking they move forward in time and then see Alicia on there. Just, and that way I can just ignore fear altogether. But... But yeah, or seeing an older version of Nick. But then you're like, oh, they're going to be good, bad. Like, what transformation will this person have taken in that amount of time?
Yeah, I think the fate of somebody would affect me. I think it would have to be somebody from Walking Dead going into fear.
Already died or something.
Or something. Or
well, because you got to imagine that they're not going to be actively constantly shooting both shows, like, you know.
Constantly. They would constantly be shooting.
Well, but I mean, to know that Madison's going to survive all of this.
I see what you're saying.
That would bother me.
Do you think it could be like a cop-out thing where it's like straight up like Rick Grimes has like a photo of his sister-in-law Madison or something?
Oh.
Or like where it's like a photo of somebody that's like, we find out that they're related to somebody, like people were speculating that that Madison might be related to Rick or something.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that. I mean,
what if it's like a flashback where it's like we're having a memory of like...
I'd be okay with that because that would still at least take place in the Fear timeline in the Fear universe. Right, it wouldn't give anything away as to who survives to get to that
point. I see what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying. It would suck to just know for someone to jump line. You're like, okay, well then...
Nick survives and...
Well. Right. It's almost kind of like how we look at Walking Dead now where we're like, can you stop teasing us with Rick dying because you're not killing Rick?
Right.
So then you can never have a suspenseful moment.
Knowing
the future of somebody on Fear the Walking Dead, and you know,
spoils the fun.
It would spoil a lot. So we definitely need someone from Walking Dead that maybe has died, or maybe even still alive, and just see a young version of them.
Yeah, I think Glenn needs a job, and we know that people like Glenn.
Was he on the West Coast at all? Wasn't he from the East Coast or
right,
something?
Right, because he was in Atlanta. So it's like, how did he get from? Who knows?
There's still time.
Yeah, but then who would that person connect with? They'd have to connect with.
But he was living in Atlanta, like at the time, because he said he was like a delivery driver or something.
Yeah. He was living there, so it had to be somebody else. And wonder who would run into. Right now, it just feels. I mean, who knows what the fate of the dam is, how that plays out. But just the way it is looks right now, so it's like what Alicia meets up with that person.
Maybe.
She's moving
more north.
She's moving up. She's more traveling as opposed
where,
to...
Where was Michonne from?
I don't think they ever said. I don't know. Because I feel like... Well, God. Doing a cross-country trek just seems almost impossible. It's just hellish.
I feel like Michonne was from Texas or something. I can't remember.
I don't know. I know there was a recent Michonne-only arc in the comics. How much they reveal, because I've been trying to stay away from the comics.
Yeah, once I got to Glenn getting his head bashed in, a little bit past that, I kind of stopped because I realized I went through like 6 seasons of comic book reading, and now I'm like, okay, I'm about to really catch up right now.
Yeah.
We would say spoilers for The Walking Dead, but what kind of a weirdo are you if you're watching the spinoff but never watched the original?
And you're behind. That'd be weird.
The original is better.
Well, but yeah, it would just be all around weird. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
So Daniel decides to forgive Madison.
I think he's just kind of like, well, fuck, whatever. Yeah,
I'm over it now.
You did bring me my daughter. You did. I mean, yeah, she was close to death, but at least you didn't. You were.
He had
you,
time.
She
to,
wasn't lying about it. She didn't
had
lie
time to process and think about it and.
Yeah, she
did. She did do the honorable thing in that aspect. So. Right.
She saved everybody.
And then she asked, you know, she's like, all right, come on. He's like, you're coming. She's like, well, can I bring the other
three? Because now you got Walker and you got Strand.
So you got Crazy
Nick,
Dog.
And you got, Crazy Dog.
Nick and Troy. Nick and Troy was like, no.
Yeah, Nick and Troy's
I'm
like,
I'm
going to
stay here and I'm going to get some drugs.
And even Madison was like, well, Madison knew he had relapsed, I think, at that point.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, you know, so I'm not...
Because she noticed the pills were missing.
I think she finally...
I can't even deal with this right now.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think she just... She was like, fine. She's finally letting go.
And so, what is the deal with that place? You just pay for, like, one-time admission? You don't have to pay rent while you're inside?
No, because you get a certain amount of credits.
Right, and it's the credits that...
Those are the credits that you use inside.
Right, but to pay for food, and does that include, like, I guess, lodgings or something?
And
brain stems?
No, because the guy... Okay, so the matador told him, first one's free.
Yeah.
Which is the typical line for a drug dealer.
Right.
It's like, here, have a sample. You're going to want to come back for more.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, brainstem?
We're reaching here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. My drug knowledge is low, so I don't know.
I can at least be like... Because at first, I was like, why are we talking in code... Like, you know, he was kind of like, you know, like, I'm looking for a guy that can, like, acquire stuff. Like, procure things. You know, like, wink, wink. It's like, dude, there's no more cops. Like, there's no courts. There's no jails. There's no
undercover guy who's going to bust you.
Right.
You can just straight... This is the apocalypse. You can just straight up be like, yeah, I want cocaine. Where's the dude?
Right.
And they'll be like, oh, the cocaine guy? He's over there.
Right, exactly.
Just ask for cocaine when you get there.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to, like... Hints are beat around the
bush. Yeah, that was weird too. I'm like, why are we pussyfooting about this?
Right.
I want to get high. Where is the best place to do that at?
Right.
No. I want to get higher at that point.
No. Yeah.
You can only go up.
Yeah. I need uppers, uppers, uppers.
I like how he tried to talk to him in Spanish. He's like, no, for my fellow Americans.
Yeah.
And then he just lists all the drugs in Spanish. Which is just adding an aina at the end.
Well,
heroína, cocaína.
Well, cocaína is the way you would say that.
No, I know. I'm not saying that's the wrong way to say it. But right. I mean, it's just like, it's weird.
It's not cocaine.
Right, right.
It's cocaína.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that whole thing was weird. So, like, I was disappointed in this episode, because I was disappointed that Ophelia died. And then I was disappointed in them turning Nick into whatever they turned Nick into.
Having him relapse?
Yeah.
Into Junkie Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Junkie Nick.
And then fucking Madison, like... Sorry, going back. When they first get there, and it's like... you have to turn in your guns to get them back. And there's like, no. All these guns are for trade. It's like... Is that necessary?
Well, she knew that she was going to have to get painkillers and, you know, Gatorade or whatever it got.
But it was just like, Jesus Christ, Madison, like...
She's not afraid of sacrificing everything.
Yeah, everybody else's, you know.
Right. She's not sacrificing her own. She's
constantly been doing it. Like, since she got to the farm, she would just keep sacrificing the farm supplies for all kinds of things. So, well, mostly for her children.
How long before the dam falls? Next episode?
Next episode, because it's a two-episode thing, and it's the finale. And Strand, we're pretty sure that Strand has sold... Out the location and the... Well, I don't think just the location, because they may have known it was there, but it was under, like, it's, this, you it, know, it, just, it was he, under an iron
he
fist.
He figured out how to breach it so that it could be taken
Well, over. No, not just that, it's under weak leadership. That the former strong arm had been overthrown, the dictator of the dam, whatever
Dante,
that he, you know, he was running that shit with, like, his little military, but they're gone. And in places like this pacifist bitch that is not ready for attack, you know?
Maybe.
And I think because, you know...
Because that was the whole deal, is that she was like, they were not too good on defenses. And so the whole deal was so that they could defense themselves up.
Right.
But now that plan fell through and Strand knows it. So he knows that they're ripe for the taking. So that's probably the intel that he's given up.
I honestly think that the opportunity to bring down the dam is right now, without Daniel there. I think Daniel's like the linchpin that's holding everybody else back.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to end up, from the preview, they're going to be there when it happens.
No, I haven't watched the preview, so I'm just
And
by.
The sneak peek in Talking Dead was rather giveaway-ish, because it kind of alludes to it. It's a scene with them talking about, like, Proctor
John
coming for the dam.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, they're talking about, like, what are we going to do? We have to defense up. Well, there's only three ways in, blah, blah, blah. And then a crazy homeless priest dude is like, we have C4 charges. Let's just blow the dam. Then there's nothing for them to come take. And, you know, like he always is, like,
yeah. he wants to free the water.
Just free the water. Let's take our chances with nature. And then they're like, no, but that's a good, like, last resort.
Right.
Meanwhile, Strand is like, no, we shouldn't blow it up.
It's a great resource.
Know. You know, like, he's kind of, like, trying to talk his way into, like, I don't know, maybe we should just, like, not blow it up and leave it intact. And maybe not be super defensible. You know, I forget exactly what he was saying. But, you know, there was little hints of, like, oh, well, this is
probably... This is Strand's doing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
he's playing both sides right now.
Yeah, he is.
And
well, Strand's always been out for Strand.
Yes. That's what Strand does.
That's not surprising. But yeah, that was that episode. Kind of a shit fest, but we'll see you guys next week.
Brown character written off.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that's why I was surprised they didn't get Daniel. I was like, oh man, they're just clearing out everybody.
Yep, well, we'll see. We'll see how long everyone lasts. Yeah. I don't know how many more seasons they're planning on doing this, but...
At least one more.
Yeah, at least one.
Maybe that's a handoff.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
I think that's a good way to go.
Daniel kills them all.
All right, so that's it for this episode. We'll be back next week for the finale for Season 3. Woo! I don't know what the titles are, but we'll tell you then.
Woo!
That's right. Alright, so for Sev and Eddie, I am Tarnell. This has been Fear the Walking Dead edition. We'll see you guys next time. Zombie noises.